Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. First Chronicles chapter 16. I cannot think of a better way to begin a year than being here, worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ together. And I can't think of a better scripture to open the year worshiping Him with than 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." I have wonderful news this morning. I really do. I very sincerely do. I have some wonderful news. His goodness and His mercy did not end with the end of the year last night. It started over brand spanking new this morning. All of His goodness, all of His mercy, brand new every morning. Brand new. Verse 34 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Give thanks. Give thanks. Last night we looked at this verse. We opened last night's message with this verse. And we looked at the two verses after it. This morning, I'd like to look at the verses before it. Some of them for this Bible study, some of them for our message here in just a moment. But this psalm is a psalm that David penned. David wrote it, and it begins in verse 8. Look at verse 8 with me. It says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face continually. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O ye seed of Israel, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of His covenant, the word which He commanded to a thousand generations, even of the covenant which He made with Abraham and of His oath unto Isaac. He hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, He proved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods." Every verse that we just read right there deserves its own message. Every verse, every line deserves its own message. We just read a lot. A lot was just said. But I believe if we want to get to the focal point of what David is saying in all of that, it's this right here. Look at the end of verse 10. He said,
seek the Lord.
Verse 11, he said, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Look at the first few verses again with that emphasis, okay? Verse 8 says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O ye seed of Israel, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen one. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be mindful always of His covenant. Seek Him. Seek Him. Seek Him. It's Him. It's Him. That's what David is saying. I want to begin the year 2023 with this exhortation to all of us here. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Everybody's about to make a New Year's resolution. And it's something worldly. It's something fleshly. Everybody's going to lose weight. And everybody's going to get in shape. And everybody's going to, you know, this. And I'm going to, by the end of the year, I want to acquire this. And I want to, okay, here's a New Year's resolution. Seek the Lord. Amen. Seek the Lord. Let's seek the Lord. If we want to start this year off right, let's seek the Lord. Our question for the morning is, what does that mean? That's always the question. What does that mean? What does that mean? You hear people talk about seeking the Lord. Well, now I'm trying to seek the Lord. I want to seek the Lord. The Scripture commands us to seek the Lord. Well, what does that mean? What is it to seek the Lord? David gives a very good answer to that. And he gives a definition of what it is right here in this text. And I don't want to be confusing, but we're going to bounce around a little bit. I try to go in order on things, but for this morning, in what I just read, we're just going to bounce around a little bit. From these verses, I want to see what it is to seek the Lord, and we're going to start with this right here. Look at verse 15. It says, be ye mindful always of His covenant. The word which He commanded to 1,000 generations. Thank God it goes out to 1,000 generations. Number one, to seek the Lord is to seek His word. Seek His word. Seek His word. Solomon said, of the making of many books, there's no end. Here's the conclusion to the whole matter. Fear God. Seek His word. His word. If we're going to seek the Lord, we're going to start right here. His word. The desire of every child of God is to hear His voice in His word. That's my desire. That's your desire. We seek the blessing of hearing His voice in His word. Sometimes you'll hear people say, well, the Lord spoke to me. Not out loud, He didn't. And not in a dream, He didn't. He doesn't do that anymore. But He does speak to His people by His own Spirit through His own word. And when He does, this is what He says. If you want to know whether or not the Lord has spoken to you through His word, this is how you can know. When He speaks, He says two things. When His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ Himself, speaks, He says two things. Number one, He says, you're a sinner. That's the first thing he says. When the Spirit comes, the first thing he does is he convinces of sin. That's the first thing he says. You're a sinner who, through the wickedness of your own sinful flesh, has secured eternal damnation for yourself. You know, we all think we're doing good and living right and, in a good place with God and all that kind of stuff. And then when the Spirit speaks, he says, damnation. That's what you've earned. The second thing he says is, I came into this world to save my people from the wicked damnation they secured for themselves. If you've heard that from this word, you're a sinner. You read that word and that word says to your heart, thou art the man. You see that sin right there? That's you. That's you. If you've heard that from the word, you're a sinner. He's the Savior. He's the only Savior. You can't help him. He's the only Savior. The only hope of salvation you have. And he came and he accomplished and is finished. If you've heard that and been caused to believe it, been caused to look to it, and been caused to hope in it, I believe he's spoken to you. Lord, speak to us. Speak to us. To seek him is to desire to hear from him through his word. Lord, speak to us. Look at verse 10 right here. It says, glory ye in his holy name. Glory in his holy name. Look with me at verse 24. It says, declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. To seek him is to seek his glory. Seek his glory, his glorification. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, unto thy name give all the glory. All of it. Even in our seeking him, we talk about seeking the Lord. Even in our seeking him, that's to his credit. David said, when you said, seek ye my face, that's when my heart cried, thy face will I seek. The Lord himself said, I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me. Behold me. So to seek the Lord is to, in all things, seek his glory. His credit is to seek his honor, his praise, and everything that he has done. Everything he has done. Look at the end of verse 8. It says, make known his deeds among the people. The end of verse 9 says, talk ye of all his wondrous work. Don't talk about the things we're going to do for him. Talk about all the things he's done for us. Look at verse 12. It says, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders in the judgments of his mouth. Verse 25, look all the way over at 25. It says, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. To seek the Lord is to seek his glory, his honor, his praise, his worship. To seek the Lord is to seek worshiping him. I want to worship him. I don't want to show up to church. If that's all I'm going to do, I don't even need to be here. It's not good enough. I want to worship him. We need to worship him. Lord, let us worship you. Let us hear your voice in your word. Let us see your glory. Let us see you. Let us worship you for who you are, what you've done. Look at where we were last night in verse 34. It says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to Thy holy name and glory in Thy praise. In Exodus 33, Moses said, show me Your glory. He said to the Lord, show me Your glory. And the Lord said, this is My glory. I will have mercy. He said, that's My glory. I will have mercy. It's sovereign glory. It's sovereign mercy. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. But He said, I will have mercy. To seek the Lord is to seek His mercy. To seek His glory is to seek His mercy. It's to seek merciful salvation through His blood alone. Merciful deliverance through His sacrifice alone. As we get into 2023, let's strive to seek His blood, His work, His sacrifice, and nothing else. Nothing added to it. Nothing else. Him alone. His work alone. His salvation alone. His word, His glory, His honor, His praise, His works, His salvation, His blood, His mercy, His grace, His fellowship, communion with Him. Look at verse 8. It says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Call upon His name. Call upon His name. Verse 9 says, sing unto Him. Sing unto Him. When we sing songs here in our worship service, what are we doing? We're just going through the... Well, this is our format. We do two. We read Scripture. We do another one. Sometimes somebody does a special. No. We're singing to Him. Our singing is to Him. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. When we sing, we're singing to Him. We're not singing to each other. The middle of verse 10 says, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord, Him. Verse 11 says, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. To seek Him is to seek fellowship and communion, union with Him in the heart. One man said it this way. He gave five things that declared what it is to seek the Lord. Number one, he said, it's to discover that by nature, I don't have Him, but I need Him, and I need His grace. You're not going to go seeking something that you already have. To go seek something is to say, in this flesh, in my nature, I don't have Him. Number two, he said, it's to desire His mercy and His fellowship more than anything else in this world. What is it to seek the Lord? To seek the Lord. He said, it's to desire His mercy and His fellowship more than anything else in the world. Number three, he said, it's to be made willing to be saved on His terms, that He might be just and justifier. And God's people are. They're willing to be saved on His terms. His will, His way, His righteousness, not mine. His holiness, not mine. Number four, he said, it's to be willing to part with everything that's opposed to Christ. And it's to cleave to Him alone. Him alone. And number five, he said, to seek the Lord is just that. It's to seek Him. Not His. Not what He has. And everybody talks about golden streets, mansions. It's to seek Him. Not His. Him. The best way that I know to illustrate all this is many years ago now, a girl named Hannah Mahan caught my attention. It's been quite a few years now. And she caught it hard. She caught it pretty hard. I was living in Franklin, Tennessee. There are a few people here who can attest to this story. But to a small degree, I had some roots there. I had a business there. I owned some property there. I had friends there. I had a church family there. And as I look back on it now, I realize that I was seeking a life there. I was going about seeking in the life I lived. I was seeking a life there. I was seeking a career there. I was seeking a whole bunch of things there. But the moment my heart saw her, this is what I realized. Number one, I didn't have her, but I needed her. And there's a couple of other people who can attest to the same story. The moment my heart saw her, is the first thing I realized. Number one, by nature, as I was born into this world, I don't have her, but I need her. Number two, I desired union with her more than anything else in this world. Everything I had attained to that point, I counted it all dung. I counted it all loss that I might win her and be found with her. Everything else was nothing without her. Nothing. Number three, I was willing to have her on her terms. Oh man, you were whipped. You got it. I was. Any way I could have her, I'll take her any way I can have her. The fourth thing I realized was I was willing to part with everything and everybody. I was willing to sell out, sell all, leave all just to have her. And the fifth thing I realized was it was her, not her things. It was her. After Hannah and I dated for a while, Paul told me 100 times they had 16 acres. And he said, if you and Hannah get married, I'll give you 5 acres to build a house on. He told me that 100 times. The moment we got married, they sold the farm. I didn't get a blade of grass. But here's the thing about it. I wasn't in it for the grass. Everything beside her is just grass. It's just grass. I was in that for her. I was in it for her. When people talk about heaven, what is heaven? It's Christ. What was anything without her? What's anything without Christ? Just to be able to say, it just... You know, I still think about it to this day. I hope all you men can feel this way and all of you women can feel this way. Seek a loving marriage this year. Ask God to join your heart. I'm doing the same thing. I'm not saying this in pride. We'll probably be fighting in 2 hours. I hope not. Let's all seek a loving union with each other. What God has put together, let's nourish it, cherish it, respect each other, love each other. But just with Christ, just to be able to say, oh, He walks with me. He talks with me. I'm so glad she's my best friend. We travel together and do these things together. And I'm always thinking, I'm so glad you want to be with me. Just to be able to say, He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I'm His own. I'm yours. You mine. Brethren, let's seek the Lord. Let's seek the Lord. Let's seek a union with our Lord. Starting today, the first day of 2023, while He may be found. May God give us a heart to seek the Lord. It'll be His doing. We're going to give Him the credit for it and the glory for it. But if He does, we'll get Christ. All who seek, find. All who are called. If He causes us to seek, He's going to cause us to find. Let's seek the Lord. All right, you're dismissed.